B985 and Western Pest Services have teamed up to answer the question, what's bugging you? During the summer months, you'll enjoy barbecues and family trips, but what you might not enjoy are those summer bugs. Sean Landers from Western Pest Services has joined us today. Sean, tell us, what are the most common summer pests?
Thanks, Chris. Well, actually, in our realm, we see so many different critters out there. Summertime-wise, things obviously heat up a little bit in many ways. Everything's kind of coming to life, so I'd say probably the most common ones that both homeowners and commercial establishments run into are some of the ones that we see every day. The mosquitoes, the ticks, stinging insects, and then of course there's the old standbys, the mice, the bed bugs, termites. Those are all prevalent during this time of year.
And those stinging pests, which ones are like the worst ones to deal with?
I'd say honestly, because we deal with wasps, hornets, the worst ones, probably the yellow jackets, just because they're just kind of mean and nasty. They don't really have a nice temperament. They're equal opportunity stingers. They like to go after anybody who's harassing them or they feel like harassing them. So they're probably their worst ones.
I throw a lot of barbecues during the summer. And the one thing that always shows up to my barbecue are mosquitoes. Is there anything I can do about those?
Mosquitoes, there's plenty of things you can do. I mean, actually, a lot of times mosquitoes are breeding around water sources. So if there's been a lot of rain lately, if there's some standing water in the yard, things like that, if you can remediate that somehow, that's definitely going to help you out. A lot of people have bird baths, things like that, which are great. You know, we love to have nature around, but these are all prime breeding sites for mosquitoes. So any type of remediation for water, standing water, is probably paramount. That's the best thing you can do.
I got a decent sized yard. Kids were playing one day, found something on their leg, little brown dot.
Mm-hmm.
Ticks.
Yes.
Everybody freaks out about them.
Yes.
What can I do about them?
Ticks. Well, the biggest thing with ticks is they love to do a thing called questing. So they'll hang out in tall blades of grass, a lot of times by like the edge of the yard. So they don't like freshly mowed grass. So for you as a homeowner, the best thing you can do is actually just keep your grass as trimmed and as mowed as possible. Because the higher that is, they like to just kind of hang out on the glass blades and just wait for some critter or some person to walk by. And that's called questing. And they'll just latch onto whatever's walking by, whether it's you, your kids, your dog, you know, chipmunk, squirrel, things like that. So keeping your lawn trimmed up is definitely going to help you out.
Mow the lawn.
Yes, absolutely.
Mow the lawn. Gotcha. My landscaper's going to be happy about that one. So are there any other types of insects we should be aware of during the summer?
Yeah, I mean, outside of the mosquitoes and the ticks, one of the most prevalent ones we run into is probably just your run-of-the-mill ants, because they're driven by the warm weather. They're coming up out of cracks and crevices in the ground. Some of the more important ones are like carpenter ants, because we want to make sure that they're kind of kept at bay, because not only are they pesty and they kind of get into wherever any other ants get into looking for food, they'll also try to nest inside your house sometimes and some of the wood components. So they're probably one of the more important ones we want to look out for. But yes, ants of all varieties are very prevalent in the summertime for sure.
Thanks for joining us today, Sean. And thanks to Western Pest Services, where they answered the question, what's bugging you? Western Pest Services, 97 years young and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Visit westernpest.com/radio-bug for a special listener rate. More info at westernpest.com.